You're listening to SBS News.
New Zealand has ended Australia's dominance of Netball's World Cup by defeating the Diamonds 52-51 in an absorbing final in the English city of Liverpool. The victory prevented a fourth successive crown for Australia and gave New Zealand the chance to lift the trophy for the first time since 2003. While in the cricket, Australia has retained the women's Ashes after the only test match in the multi-format series ended in a draw. The result means Australia, which leads England 8-2 on points, having won all three of the one-day internationals, will retain the trophy. Australian captain Meg Lanning says the series hasn't been as one-sided as the points table suggests.
I think we've got a really even group and a lot of different contributors, and I think that's something we've really worked hard on over the last 18 months, and different people are stepping up at different times, and I think there's been a lot of high-pressure moments within this series, and we've been able to come out the other side on top of those. So it's been a lot closer than what the scoreboard suggests, and we know the T20 is going to be a really close-run thing, and we're looking forward to that.
England can only level the series if it wins the three remaining 2020 international games starting on Friday. To football, and Geelong may remain top of the AFL ladder, but its scratchy form of late has hardly resembled that of a premiership favourite. At the MCG on Sunday, it was a 12th-placed Hawthorn that looked the superior side, their old rival proving too strong for the Cats and running out 24-point winners. A day of missed opportunities for Geelong coach Chris Scott.
In the second half, I thought we did control the game and we had more than enough chances to win the game. Whether they be shots at goal we'd expect to take or situations in the game where we had the momentum and for whatever reason that momentum was taken away from us.
So dominant in the first half of the season, Geelong is now looking vulnerable, and that's got to please those immediately below them on the ladder, Brisbane and reigning premiers West Coast. The Eagles shored up their top four position by overrunning a plucky Melbourne in Alice Springs, but it's the Lions that are proving this season's real surprise packet, now sitting in second spot thanks to a thrilling come-from-behind win over the Kangaroos on Saturday night. It wasn't without controversy, the AFL admitting umpire error in the crucial free kick awarded to the Lions in the dying minutes of the game. Brisbane is now all but assured of finals action, something which former Hawk, now Lion, Luke Hodge is more than familiar. The Premiership veteran telling Channel 7 he's excited by the form of his young teammates.
Look, the footy we're playing is a high-quality style, and as long as when the real tough games start coming at the end of the year, that we're ready for it.
By contrast, after a thrashing at the hands of the Giants in Sydney, the quality of Collingwood's football is causing serious concern for coach Nathan Buckley.
We weren't as clean inside as we'd like to be, so seems to be a bit of a patchwork quilt at the moment. Some good bits, some bad bits, and then that'll flip the next week. So we're just lacking that consistency, and regardless of who we play or where or stage of the year or where we sit on the ladder, if we don't find that consistency in our own performance, in our own brand, it makes it pretty difficult to find your best.
After losing three of the last four, the Magpies face the resurgent Richmond in a Friday night blockbuster. The Tigers continuing their late charge for a top four finish with an easy win over Port Adelaide. Essendon is also on a roll, firming up its top eight spot with a stirring come-from-behind win over the Crows in Adelaide. Brett Ratten scored a first-up win as interim St Kilda coach over the Western Bulldogs, while Fremantle kept its hopes alive with a thrilling win over Sydney. The Dockers sneaking home by a point in what proved to be a thrilling finish for the Fox footy commentators.
Brayshaw's got it. Fremantle are going to do it. Brayshaw sends it long. The ball.
While those atop the AFL ladder found the going tough on the weekend, it wasn't the case for their NRL counterparts. Melbourne was able to rest its origin players but still score an easy 38-18 win over the Gold Coast Titans. Captain Cameron Smith celebrating another accolade, his first try for the season as the Storm posted its ninth straight win. Reigning premiers the Sydney Roosters also looked ominous, downing Newcastle 48-10, while second place South Sydney cruised to a 30-18 victory over the Cowboys. Manly kept in touch with the top four with a win over old rivals Parramatta, Penrith down St George, Illawarra. Cronulla suffered a heartbreaking one-point loss to the Warriors, while Canberra handed the West Tigers their sixth loss in a row, much to the chagrin of Tigers coach Michael Maguire.
I'm really annoyed and disappointed with where we are at this present moment. We should we should have been in a way better position in that game. You know, there's patches in that game where we're strong and we show what we can do, and then we just lapse. And that just comes back to the characters that we have at this present moment.
In the other rugby code, Wallabies coach Michael Checker was also rueing missed opportunities after Australia suffered an 18-point loss to South Africa. The Wallabies, chasing their first win in Johannesburg since 1963, were in the hunt early, but Checker says two crucial missed tries highlighted his team's inability to capitalise.
We've created a lot of good opportunities and we gave a couple away as well, but sometimes that happens in the game and you just got to then be able to react. You got to take your chips if you can, cash your chips out at that time.
A weekend of sporting ups and downs, but there was nothing but ups for Irish golfer Shane Lowry. He posted the lowest 54-hole score in British Open history to end the third round, an incredible 16 under.
That's the most incredible day I've ever had. It's on the golf course. I said the ball walking off the 17 tee, I said, we might never have a day like this on the golf course again, so let's enjoy this next half an hour. Do you know what I mean? So, and that's what I did, and I mean, the crowd were incredible.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.